Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayishlach, Tavshinayin Zayin. This week's Dvar Torah is dedicated to Refu Shalema Menachem Moshe Ben Basia and to Rav Yehuda Ben Rivka Leah. They should both have a Refu Shalema. The Torah starts off in this week's Parsha talking about the rendezvous with the great meeting between Yaakov Avinu and Esav many years after Yaakov Avinu had gotten the brachas from Yitzchak. The Torah tells us that Yaakov did many things to prepare. One of them was sending messengers to see where Esav was up to, who he was coming with. And as we know, Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu did three things. He davened, he prepared for war, and he prepared presents. The Torah tells us that when Esav finally met up with Yaakov Avinu, he said, "Mi elilach." When he saw the children of Yaakov Avinu, he said, "Mi elilach, who are these to you?" The response of Yaakov Avinu was, "Hayilodim ashachanan elikim esavdecha." These are the children that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given, that he has given as a chinun, he has given as a present, so to speak, to your servant myself. The question is, what did Esav mean when Esav said, "Mi elilach, who are these children to you? Who are these to you?" And what was the response of Yaakov Avinu? "Hayilodim ashachanan elikim esavdecha." These are the children that Hashem has given me. The truth is, we can ask a different question, going back to Parshas Toldos. We know that Esav, as soon as he found out that Yaakov had taken the brachas, he got extremely upset. And as a result, Rivka and Yitzchak sent away Yaakov Avinu to Lavan to find a wife. The Torah tells us that Esav said, "And I'm going to wait until Yitzchak, my father, passes away, and then I'll go after Yaakov Avinu and try to kill him." And some of the Farshim ask, why is it that Esav waited? All of a sudden he cared so much about his father. All of a sudden he was such a tzaddik that he wanted to wait until his parents died, till Yaakov Yitzchak Avinu dies, in order to kill Yaakov. What was this all about that he waited? And perhaps we could say the following. We spoke about in Parshas Toldos that Esav, the midah of his rishus, the root of his rishus was atzlus. The root of his evilness was the fact that he's really extremely lazy and he always wants to take the shortcuts. Esav knew that if he's going to fight with Yaakov Avinu, he probably will not win. And he wasn't in the mood to fight with Yaakov. He was too lazy to do it. When he heard that Yaakov Avinu was going to go to Lavan's house, he said, "You know what? Yaakov Avinu is going to Lavan. Lavan's such a Russia. He'll do what I can't do. He's going to bring down my brother. Not in a gashmius way, but for sure in a ruchnius way." Fast forward many years later, they finally meet up in this week's parasha, and Esav sees these beautiful children, the shiftei ka, the faces of the children of his brother, each one a tzaddik, each one with the look of a ziskind, of an erlich kind, each one with the look of a child that has Yerushalayim etched all over their face. And he can't believe it. Here he was hoping that Lavan would do the job that he wanted to do, that he couldn't do, that he was too lazy to do. And here he sees that not only has Yaakov Avinu gone unscathed, but his children as well. What does he say to Yaakov Avinu? "Mi ela lach, how is it possible that you have these children lach to you that are like you? How is it possible that you were able to get through the house of Lavan and have such erlicha children?" To which Yaakov Avinu responds, "Hayilodim asher chanan elikim esavdecha." There are two words in this phrase that are the key words: Chanan and Elikim. Chanan is from the Lashon of Chinam, from the Lashon of free. But it also means unbridled love, unyielding love, and love without a reason. Elikim, as we know, comes from the Lashon of Din. Adanus is Rachamim, Elikim is Din. Yaakov Avinu was telling his brother Esav, the way to raise children in the house of Lavan is you have to have Chanun and Elikim. There has to be unquestioned love, unbridled love, love without any chajman, love without any reason, just pure love. But there also has to be Elikim. Elikim is the Lashon of Din, as we said. There has to be parameters. And when there's parameters with the love that the father gives, that unbridled love to the children, The children will learn the message, they will pick up what their parents want from them, and the fact that there are parameters will not affect them. They will be able to live with those parameters because they know that everything their father cares about is only about them, and the love that he gives to them is only for them and only for their good. Esav, because he's an utzel, because he's lazy, he's not capable of making parameters. He's not capable of giving love for free. All he wants is something to get away with life as easy as possible. Yaakov Avinu told him that this is the way chinuch has to be. Chinuch has to be chanan and elikim. And perhaps we can say that in our days, even though we do have a lot of challenges and the world is a difficult world to raise children, the expectation is to learn from Yaakov Avinu. Chanan, that love, and elikim with the strict parameters. A guten Shabbos and a refuah shalema to all those in need, and may only hear good things in our community from this point on.